This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Getting Uncomfortable, was delivered on December 27th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
I just have to make the choice to seek God, and I found it. Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Scott. The reason we share that. Oh, by the way, hey, if we got any youth, we got youth here. Scott is taking the youth up to the pavilion upside. So youth, you are dismissed to go to class, and you actually have a math teacher is going to teach you. How many books in the Bible?
I don't know.
How many in the Old Testament? How many in the New Testament? How many authors? It's all about the numbers. Right. He's a wonderful guy. He said, wherever you need me, I will go and serve. I wonder if I asked him to speak. I wonder if he'd be right. Yeah, wow. It's no doubt, 2020, whew, will go down in history as one of the most challenging years of life. Still, throughout the turmoil, the chaos, right here, New Hope East Hawaii, we have thrived. And not at all by my account, okay? Not by what I did, but because we serve a faithful God. Amen? Amen. And as you and I, we get ready to move into a new year, no doubt, we want to say goodbye 2020. You know, like, hey, don't let the door hit you on the backside on the way out. Because, like, it was a rough year for sure. But what did we learn? Or did we learn from 2020? If you look at 2020 and how you have dealt with everything that's taken through our way, how have you handled it? If you had to give yourself a grade, you know, like in school, would you have say, hey, I handled it well, I get an A plus? Or, man, I it was a tough year, I didn't handle certain things well, I get a B or C or D. Or an F. What do you think? How did you handle 2020 if you had to give yourself a grade? Because if we got an F, and when I say F, it doesn't mean fantastic, like I used to say when I got F's in high school. Because if it was, I would have been fantastic all my years. Because I had plenty of fantastic. More fantastic than anything else. And When we fail in something, it usually means we need to do it again. And God knows, man, another 2020 would be so taxing on us. We have to go through 2020 again. How many of you were like, not again? But did we learn enough so that God can move us beyond 2020? What does 2021 look like for us at New Hope East Hawaii? We may think that this pandemic limits us to what we can do, and that's so if we just think conventionally and how we have done things in the past, then we will be limited. If we stay the same and we didn't adjust to anything in 2020, this is all we would have right here. We wouldn't have anything out there on the internet for anybody else to see. And I think many people would fall away or spiritually starve to death. But we need to think outside of the box. We need to think, how can we use technology to reach more, to do more, to save more, to disciple more. And we cannot let this pandemic limit us. Because if we do, then the devil will have had his way. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, "The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." So, in 2021, moving forward, we want to make plans. And we want the Lord to direct our steps. Even if it means we need to step out of our comfort zone. How many of you believe that God did not call us to be comfortable? You ever read the Bible, and if you look at all the people who said yes to the call of God, they had to get very uncomfortable. Starting with Moses when he said, go tell Pharaoh. And you know, Moses made excuse, man, I cannot talk. I'm not one of eloquent speech. And look at Abraham, he called Abraham to leave his homeland. And God told him, go. Where am I going? Go. If God told you, go, and not tell you where you're going, would you just go? Probably not. You look at, what you call it, was it Ananias or whatever, had to go to see Saul? You go see Saul on Straight Street, the street called Straight. It's like, but God, this is the guy who persecuted the Christians. He never, not one of them was called to kind of like, oh, I want you to just kick back, put your feet up, and relax. And I will bring multitudes to you so that you can share the word. Nothing like that. He always called them out of their nice, comfortable lifestyle, the chair. I remember when God called me, oh, it was terrifying. I was in the marketing department at HPM. I had my dream job. I was the tool buyer. Vendors brought me free tools all week long. Try this, try that, try this. And if they didn't give me the right one, say, hey, I want to try one of these. I had the power. Yeah. And they would be, I mean, how many, like, it would be like James being the purchasing agent at Tokunaga's and everybody bringing him fishing stuff to try and guns and rifles. Hey, try this, try that. Whew. And God said, I want you to go work at the church. And I want to work for the church. I volunteer at the church. This is my job. And it's like, it was like, man, what do I do? It was very uncomfortable because they said if I came to work for the church, my job is not guaranteed because when the senior pastor retires, which was 5 years, I need to resign, and it's up to the new pastor if he wants to hire me as his assistant or his own staff. So it's like, why would I quit my job, which I finally can support my family, to go work someplace where the job is not guaranteed? I must be out of my blanket mind. Well, you know what happened, that's why I'm here. Right? I was out of my blanket mind. And you know what day I started at the church? Yes. I was a fool. April Fool's Day was my first day working for. I was a fool for Christ. I was so uncomfortable. So, here's the thing. Number one, and I left it all blank because I want you, what spiritual goal do I want to reach in 2021? What do I want to accomplish spiritually in 2021? Do I want to be like Scott and read through the Bible with everybody else the whole year? Do I want to try that? Do I want to grow closer to God? Do I want to serve? Serve in some capacity in the church, maybe as a greeter or a barista or a temperature taker or a Sunday school. We were starting up our youth. Slowly we can maybe get into our children. But what do I want to do? Who do I want to reach? What do I want to spiritually? What do I want to read more books? So what's on my goal was to disciple more people, to save more people. I started this online class that's continuing in January. I want to finish that. I have 6 more weeks of that. I do want to take more classes. School is so different now that I'm older. I can actually focus better. Man, when I was in high school, it was terrible. And the last one is, I always want to apply what I learned. So write down some things. What you want to accomplish spiritually in 2021. And you know what the trick is? Do not keep this to yourself. Because if you keep it to yourself, you can just not do it and nobody cares. But if you share it with somebody who is close to you, they can remind you, hey, did you read today? Hopefully not nag, right? Hopefully, what? Or even if it's a goal to maybe get your mind clear so that you can focus on God. In James 4, 14 and 15, it says, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Yeah, because we make our plans and you don't know what your life will be like tomorrow. Who knows what your life would be like tomorrow? It's good for us to make some plans. But it is bad for us to make plans and not include God. What do you want to accomplish spiritually in 2021? You know, when we look at the past years, they're very important. We use the past as a gauge so that when we move forward, we don't make the same mistakes. We use the past to evaluate, have we been effective? We make adjustments of what needs to be changed, strengthened, removed. You know, when I'm driving down the road, I'm constantly looking around. And I look in my side view mirror, I look in my rear view mirror. And it's important because when you're driving, and if you don't look in the rear view mirror, you won't see the ambulance coming. How many of you see those guys like, the ambulance is driving behind them and you know that they got the music going and they're not looking in the mirror. The ambulance light is flashing right behind them and you're yelling, move over, move over. If you see those, hopefully that's not you. Is that you? But you think about it. The mirrors are so big just to give us a glance at the past. But the windshield is way big so that we focus moving forward. Amen? So it's important to look at the past, learn, use that as a gauge, and move forward. Reaching, because when we're looking forward and making a biblical goal for our lives, that's something we shouldn't neglect. And as we plan, we look, okay, what did I do that didn't work last year? Well, I made a list, and I didn't tell nobody. And when I stopped doing it, nobody knew except for me. So it's okay. Well, did it work? Because we didn't accomplish our goal. So, okay, now I'm going to make that list. I'm going to share it with my circle of friends. And I'm going to ask them, keep me accountable on this. Like, hey, Al, keep me accountable and take me fishing at least 4 times next year. And if I'm too busy making cabins, tell me to stop and make me go fishing with you, because that's recreation, recreation, and I do need that every so often. And so many times that they ask me to go fishing, and it's like, oh, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, and I couldn't go. Actually, I could have, but I chose not to because I was doing other things. But, you know, I could have, I was supposed to go fishing Sunday with Al, but I looked at my calendar, and first thing Monday morning, I have an appointment with the oncologist. It's like, oh, if it was the dentist, I had gone, I'd be fishing. Because I didn't want to lose 3 teeth for the price of one. but it's because it's the oncologist, it's kind of like, oh, I gotta, I should really should go. Don't want to miss that one. So, yeah, you just gotta get your list and ask somebody to help you stay accountable. For some of us guys, they like to come to my office Monday and Tuesday at like 5 o'clock in the morning and read their Bibles, which is fine because I'm there anyway. And then Wednesdays we meet in the park. I go to Pastor Frank's house, and then Thursdays we're in Blaine's and Dustin at 5 reading our Bibles. It's a really good way to keep you accountable because we read, we write, and we share. And it's a good thing that we do. So I guarantee you, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we all read in our Bible. As for Friday, I hope you guys continue. And Saturday and Sunday, Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, acknowledge God, and He will make your path straight. Not smooth, but straight. You and I, we need to trust God completely in every choice we make. We should not take away our careful thinking or belittle our God-given ability to reason. And we should not trust our own ideas to the exclusion of all others. We must not be wise in our own eyes. You know, you look in the mirror like, oh, I got it all. I know it all. I am it. You know, the more you read the Bible and the more you think you know, the more you realize you don't know. That's what I find out. Okay? We need to be willing to listen and to be corrected by God's word and wise counsel. We need to bring our decisions to God in prayer. Use the Bible as our guide and then follow God's leading, and He will direct your path by guiding you, protecting you. In 1 Chronicles 28:9, as for you, my son Solomon, David is right here, you know the God of your fathers and serve Him with a whole heart and willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will let you find Him. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. Now David told Solomon to be open and honest with God completely. It makes no sense to try and hide things from God or your actions, because God is all-knowing. You know, knowing this, it should cause us joy and not fear, because God even knows the worst about us, and He loves us anyway. Isn't that cool? He knows every thought, but yet He still loves me. Luke 14:20. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Will you abandon your spiritual goals in life after a little while because you did not count the cost to accomplish these goals. Say you wanted to get up early and start your day reading and praying. What would it cost you? Maybe 20 minutes of sleep? Maybe you have to go sleep a little bit earlier? How many of you sleep at like midnight? Oh my gosh. How many of you sleep at 7 o'clock? So last night at like 7 o'clock, I was ready to just go down. Getting up 4 o'clock, men's ministry here. So by the time it's 7, I was like, whoa, I am ready. I am so ready to just hit the sack. And then my daughter, Dad, let's play a game. She got this game for Christmas, Mimi. You get this picture, and you gotta put captions to it. So you get this picture, and everybody has this whole bunch of captions. And I tell you, you cry laughing. And so you put down the caption that you think they're gonna pick that matches the picture. And you gotta read each one that they, if you're the guy who selected the picture, you read each caption. And I can't even get to reading it because I'm crying, I'm laughing. And so let's play this game. So we played that game. My wife won. I didn't win. But we got to about like 7:40. Okay, now I'm gonna go to sleep. So you know, if you're gonna get up early and say, I wanna get up early and start my day with prayer and the reading of God's word to get my daily marching orders, then hey, you might just have to go sleep a little bit earlier. And unless you can survive on 4 hours sleep, I mean, I know Doc can. He's up at the hospital and he's up at early in the morning and late at night taking care of patients. And it's like, I cannot function on that much hours sleep. Maybe when I was younger, but not anymore. So if you wanted to, you know, you gotta count the cost. If I wanted to serve in ministry, if I wanted to come here early and be on the setup crew, then expect to get here at 5 o'clock. I don't know why we come so early, but I think we're just so in love with the Lord that even when I get here at 4:50, and sometimes I find the gate open, I find the coffee already made, the light is on. That means Scott must have came here really early. And that means he either couldn't sleep, or he was so excited to get here, or his family kicked him out of the house. But I know he's so excited to get here. So it's gonna cost you something to reach these spiritual goals. And here, Luke is saying, you know, you gotta count the cost so that we can see it through. We cannot abandon our spiritual goals. We gotta persevere. Whatever it is, the cost that you're gonna pay to serve God, to learn about Him, to be discipled by Him, let me tell you this. There's no greater investment than investing with your relationship with God. There is no greater investment. Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. You know, reaching our goals, reading the Bible through in the whole year, that's a major, huge accomplishment. And I've done that for many years. And it's wonderful because every year that I read the Bible, which has been like 20 years, every year I still find a gem, no matter if I read it once, twice, three times, 20 times. You know, it'll build your character, it'll strengthen you, you cannot look for shortcuts, right? You cannot look for shortcuts. Sometimes, you know, we have the daily bread, which is good, but sometimes, and it can speak to you, but sometimes that's another person's devotion that you read. And it's good to supplement our spiritual diet with that, but it's no replacement for us, you and I, getting up, digging into the Word of God, and hearing God for ourselves and our direction. And like I said, the more people in this church that I can get to read and hear God on their own, the less my phone will ring. Seriously, because when you have an issue, you know what it says in the Bible, and you don't need to call me. And, you know, if I'm not needed, then I did my job. But if every one of you called me every single day because you need help, then I'm failing somewhere, right? Because you're not getting there's like a disconnect in the message. It's like, maybe I'm speaking too much pidgin, or I know I cannot be speaking above your heads because I don't know that kind of language. And I'm shorter than you, so I cannot be speaking above you. It's direct. We cannot look for shortcuts. There's no shortcuts for spiritual maturity. Hebrews 10, 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. The Bible gives us a clear choice between two directions in life. It looks like a fork in the road. One goes left, one goes right. Or as I like to put it, one goes up, one goes down. We must make the choice to choose a path that follows after God. And if we don't know His word, then chances are we might take the wrong path and end up in the wrong place. The right road will often be more difficult, more treacherous, very, very challenging, filled with temptation. It's like when you decided to continue your education by going to college. It was hard, but those who stuck it out got rewarded with better jobs. I didn't stick it out. I couldn't stick it out. I was terrible in school. I went to college for what, maybe 2-3 years? And after those 2 or 3 years full-time credit, I ended up with four credits. Yeah, I can't even think of two different calls. Sorry. I ended up with 4 credits after like 2 years.
Oh my
goodness. Yeah. So God said, I'll fix you. I will fix you. I will make you study the rest of your life every single day so you can get a message out to the people. And if you don't think God has a sense of humor, man, he is so hilarious. The guy who couldn't do speech in speech class because he was too shy got me doing this every week. God is so funny. Yeah, and, you know, when you are tempted to falter in your faith, we need to always turn to following Christ. Keep focused on what God has done for you and what He offers for your future. Then we keep moving forward. And if you have great people around you, they will keep you accountable. In 2 Chronicles 15:7, but you, be strong. Do not lose courage, for there is a reward for your work. Azariah encouraged the men of Judah to keep up the good work, for your work will be rewarded. If you ever reach the goal that you set, then you know the feeling. You may not get that $1 billion, but you will get the fulfillment and satisfaction of reaching that goal. The things we get from the scriptures are us, are ours forever. No matter how much we share them, we don't lose any of it. In fact, the more we share the word, the more effective it will become in our lives. The more we will remember and put it to use. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. When we set goals, we don't set them according to the standards of the world. I had one year which was really, really, really like the most knuckle-headed, ridiculous, stupid goals that you could ever think of. And it was to drink every day. Booze. And by the time July came around, I ran out of money. Even that I failed. Thank God, yeah? You know, we gotta set our goals not according to the world, but according to God's will and biblical standards, and use the Bible as our guide. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. David calls us to take delight in the Lord. Commit everything to him. Everything we do to him. But how do we do this? To delight in someone means to experience great pleasure and joy in their presence. And for you and I, this happens when we know that person well, when we know God well. Thus, you know, if you know God well, you know what pleases him and what doesn't please him. We must know him better. And when we can do that, the knowledge of God's great love for us will indeed bring us delight. When we choose to commit ourselves to the Lord, it means entrusting everything in our lives to our families, our job, our profession, to God's control and his guidance. To commit ourselves to God means to trust him, believing that he can care for us better than we can care for ourselves. Family, I want us to be knowledgeable in what the word says, so that when the wind of false doctrine tries to come into your life, you will know. How many of you watch movies on TV that represent biblical things? Like when that movie Noah came out with Russell Crowe. And you say, oh, wait a minute, that is not in the Bible. You will automatically say, no, wait a minute, that wasn't in the Bible. That was just Hollywood. I want you to know God. I want you to hear God. I want you to obey God. I want 2021 to be just a fantastic year. It will be the year that you just started moving as the Lord calls you. Amen. We got reading plans on the front table. If you want to take one or you take two, go ahead. It's the full year, so you don't have to come back every quarter to get a new one. You can take one of these if you need. We also have journals for sale. They're $5. And if you do get one, there's a reading plan in the front. There's also instructions on how to journal in here. Jeremiah 30 verse 2, it says, write all the words which I have spoken to you in a book. Okay? So if you buy one of these from me, I'm going to expect you to come back in 60 days because it only has 60 pages. So if you don't ever come back to me for the rest of the year to get one of these, I know where you're at. Some people have this Bible, this journal for 5 years. Like, okay, that's good. At least you have one. At least you know where it is when you need it. Okay? I started doing this small journal, I think, maybe last year sometime. And I think I went to like about four or five. I had one of those notebooks with like 300 pages. But it's a little bit too long, because I like to start, and then when I finish, yes, get to start a new one, and it's fresh again, and I love it. So like every 60 days, you're going to finally buy another one. So these are like $5. If you're online and you need one, I can figure out how to get one to you. Just let me know how you want it. If not, you can take these free ones. I usually have two of these in my Bible. One in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. Why? Because there's somebody going to come across, they're going to ask you, well, how do you read the Bible? Then you have one of these to give them. And then you can come ask me for another one later on. All right? So I'm giving you this now. Okay? So come January 1st, our reading would be Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Luke chapter 1. And then we can all read together. So if we read together, when you have a question, you can ask James. And he can answer your question. Or Pastor Aaron. Or Scott. Because they all are reading together. Amen? Would you stand and we're going to sing? And this is our last gathering for the year. Well, actually, I'm going to be on my New Year's Eve on Facebook Live. If you want to hook up with me, just be aware that there might be some booming in the background because I have neighbors who are very loud and they light up the sky for us. But all right, you at home, you are not exempt from standing and singing with us. So join us as we sing and we worship the Lord as we close out 2020.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16 Dahilo Street in Kale, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.